Harold Evans was a very prominent business figure in the city of Renton and greatly boosted the local economy. Mr. Evans was born in 1850 in Wolverhampton, England, and moved to the Seattle area in the late 1870s as a mine worker. After a gun accident, he settled in Renton with his wife Nancy Nanny McCombs and four kids. He was very productive and a very busy man, being the director of the Citizens Bank of Renton and serving as a councilman in the city of Renton as well on the school board. His Citizens Bank, ran by Harold, C.L. Dixon, and J.D. Farrell, started with $25,000 in capital in 1913, and by 1924 was up to $50,000 in capital. He gained money from this, and from this he was able to construct his businesses. This building had significance on the time period from 1938 through the 1950s because it was very popular. Eventually, the times changed in the 50s and 60s, and it decreased in popularity. Some of the businesses included in the Nanny Evans building in the 1950s and 60s included Preservative Paints, Western Optical Dispensary, Alki Tavern, and Main Corner Cafe. These were bustling buildings in their time, and you can see them in the photographs included on the tour's website. The Nanny Evans building was a significant building during this time period because it incorporated over a dozen businesses and had a major presence in the formation of downtown Renton. The Nanny Evans building included storefronts 911 to Southward Street in downtown Renton. These buildings were prominent because they were very popular and were a commercial gem in the city of Renton. Harold Evans' home and some of his businesses were also on the street of Bob Kalin's business. Bob Kalin owned the first shoe store in Renton. He was also a Civil War veteran. He served in the Northern Union Army and was a Confederate war prisoner for a short period of time. In conclusion, Harold Evans is significant for his many contributions to the local Renton economy, his many constructions with their sense of style and commercial attraction.